ever notice.
Easy.
Easy. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey, yo, Easy, good looking out on this one, homie.
I'm serving notice.
We have a new, well, not we, you, over there in the USA, you have a new president in Donald Trump. And let me tell you something, his brethren, Vincent Kennedy, must be happy. The rest of us, not so happy. We're going to talk about all that, man. Raw, SmackDown, Survivor Series, all that. We're going to, wait. Exclusive, we have a few words from the puppet himself. Hey, if this is not what you want, then wrestling is not for you. You are tuned to the PDFIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Yo, what's good, man? I am your host, infamous informer, Wolverhampton's last outlaw, the man in the purple suit, Grant Body P. What a show we have for you. www.facebook.com/group/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
All right, AO, follow us.
On the Twitter?
At @SPC_WWE, at @BDFIR_network. The best damn show in radio. At Mizza the Infamous. Yo, holler at me. Yo, holler at the man called Wardle. Where can I follow you?
Gloria. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
At the real _ Wardle.
Yo, is the baby in effect this week?
The baby isn't very well this week, I'm afraid.
Oh no. That's not good.
Not good at all. No.
Not good.
Turning down his milk, not eating much, but he appreciates the bottom and the breasts of Nia Jax.
But I'm sorry, that's the breasts. That's good, man. Yeah, man. Yo, serial killer. Welcome back, man. It's been a while.
Thank you.
What's good?
I'm all good, man. Everything's real good. It's just been chaos the last few weeks. I've managed to alter my personal life, so my Wednesdays are free now. So hopefully I can be on a lot more shows.
I'm glad I'm sat down doing this because hearing your voice shocked me. It's like I'm not heard.
I am sorry to disappoint you more that I've been away. I do feel bad about it, but it just can't be helped.
Do you know who should feel bad? Sofa, Ian. Come on now. This is
who?
A joke.
Uh oh.
7 weeks.
Who? Oh no.
Who?
What's he done
who?
Now?
Who? 7.
Who?
7 weeks, Ian. Where are you? Calling you out every week. You're in the group. Matt talking there, but where are you, Ian? I'm here. Fight me.
Run.
Oh no, that's cold, man. That's cold. Yo, Ian Cooper is behind the scenes, man. He's cooking up a hot gathering for the Smack Talk Center coming in January, man, the Royal Rumble. But I'll let him do all the announcing and all the details as it comes. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna reveal shit, at least not yet, man. Wow. The USA has a new president, Vincent Kennedy. He's gonna be on cloud nine. Everyone else not so happy. Yo, serial killer. I know we're in the UK, but it affects us too. Coming off Brexit and now this, Mr. Trump. How are you feeling about it, man? I mean, damn.
To keep it short and sweet, I think the world's gone mad and it's been a wacky year for politics. But hey, let's give him a chance and see what happens. But I'd rather have fisted myself, but there we go.
Oh my gosh, Mr. NXT. I mean, people are saying this is worse than David Arquette winning the WCW title. You know what I mean? Where was Seth Rollins to cash in his check so he could become the president?
Where was Bernie Sanders running down to the White House.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah,
that was brilliant.
I know it's difficult because we're on the outside in. It's very easy. It's very easy to be like, oh, well, you know, it's not all bad or whatever. But let's...
It affects us too, though.
Let's just see what happens. The vote has been made. The people have spoken. You know, we can't all be like, oh, is this, is that? Because we don't know. We've got to just... It's been made. We've got to roll with it. And he's a massive fan of the bottom and the breasts. So let's just...
And expressly.
Your cup of tea. So, anything. He's got my vote because of that. But let's just see. Let's just see what happens. We can't say he's bad because we don't know. It's an unknown. So let's just see what happens.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just been all mouth all the way through the campaign. I'm going to build a wall.
To give him credit, surprisingly, if you watch on YouTube his speech after it was basically announced that he was president, right? His speech that he gave was the best speech he's ever done.
Yeah, it was quite magnanimous, wasn't it?
It was normal.
It seemed okay, but you know, let's see 4 years down the line.
Yeah, if he did that speech earlier on, it would have been a no-brainer earlier on, but it was being ridiculous. But let's see if he calms down a bit now.
Well, you know, I think it was tactics in my personal opinion, right? I know, social media, Facebook, I know, you're angry, you're vexed, and that's all you've been doing is updating your status and you're vexed. But the way I see it is, especially in this day and age, controversy sells, right? And that's what celebrities do these days. You say some wild shit, right? And everyone's talking about you. Whether it be good or bad. And basically, to me, for the most part, whether it's actually Donald Trump or him just turned up 10 times, just like the WWE superstars, right? It's worked, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I have to say. You know what I mean? It got people on board. You know what I mean? And all this endorsements and all this that and the third, and that's what happened. Boy.
You know, if Barry Horowitz ever got into the Hall of Fame, do you reckon he could be a president of the United States?
I think anyone could be president of the United States.
I want Rick.
I think you could be president of the United States. Mr. NXT. Serial killer, you could be president of the United States. I could be president of the United States. Ric Flair already said, what happened to Ric Flair? No. That's later. Later. That's much later in the program. We won't go into that now. But, I give my props to him. I'm a fan of Donald. Not really. I was a fan of him back at WrestleMania 23. I'll say that much. But, you know what I mean? He had Bobby Lashley on his side, man. I was backing Bobby Lashley as much as I loved Drew Margaret and Vincent Kennedy and Stone Cold Steve Austin. But, hey, that was then. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's true. It's a wait and see. Let's see what Emma do. Because, boy, anything they do, the UK is going to follow. Theresa May and Donald Trump are going to work together. Imagine if it was Theresa May and Hillary Clinton. Oh, Lord. You know what? Oh, boy. It would be worries for all of us.
Anything but a Brian Hatchett match.
Oh, God.
Hey. You know, as far as Brian Panties match, I done told you already, man. That's what Total Divas is for now, okay? You can see all the lingerie you want. You'll never see that again. Matter of fact, that's what you wanted wrestling, right? You wanted wrestling out of these women. You didn't want to see no more Brian Panties matches. And with that said, let's keep it moving, man. Enough talk about Trump because that's what everyone's been talking about and shit. Now, Raw, guys. Damn! How's your feeling, Raw, Mr. NXT?
Yeah. Another Raw. another week.
I love
it. Same shit, different week.
Don't give me a joke.
It's just crap. So crap. But the breakout moment of that entire show was how over Bayley was, and I reckon that might have just saved her career.
Trust me, Glasgow loves Bayley.
The crowd were loving her, I'm disappointed with how she's been handled since she's been on Raw. I thought she'd be a far bigger deal.
Too many women in the pot. That's all it is. There's just so many women. And if the rumours are true, old Dana Brooke's sleeping away to the top. So let's see what
I've seen that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, too many girls? I don't know, man. I mean, wasn't that the reason why Sasha Banks lost the title? According to reports, that Vincent Kennedy was like, yo, Charlotte versus Bayley is money.
Well, it depends on, like, how you look at it. Because I think the reason that Sasha dropped the title was because she's injured, as far as I'm aware. Like, she's still dealing with injuries and
nagging injuries.
Yeah, and I think,
because she's in the Survivor Series.
Yeah,
so
I think they're losing a little bit of faith. And, I mean, they need to do something with Bayley because they're not doing anything with her. But it's just, like I said before, building Nia, but to what to? You know, you've got Dana doing stuff, but what for? Like, if it's just going to be Sasha and Charlotte all the time, so that's the problem. There's too many women.
Well, it ain't going to be Sasha and Charlotte no more now, is it?
No.
I mean, the Bayley story is already started building.
Yeah.
And what happened in Glasgow has just added to it now. So I'll big up the Glasgow crowd. Now, I mean, it's no secret, I don't fancy Bayley like that. I don't find her attractively appealing like that. I don't. But Glasgow does, and it works.
It's just if you compare the shows, SmackDown to Raw, and even NXT to an extent, you've got sub stories going on. You've got other stories with.
Whereas Raw isn't.
It's the title or nothing. And it's just like, oh, okay. So that I don't know. Raw needs to do something because I don't think the program of Charlotte versus Bayley is strong enough to carry them into the new year. So they need to do something.
I think Raw's been good. Just SmackDown has been better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's been better, we've noticed it more. Whereas I think if SmackDown was still actively the B show, I still think we'd be saying, oh, Raw's been great. But I think because SmackDown has really upped its game and you've got a lot of really good matches and storytelling, it has made Raw, apart from, you know, the title scene like you mentioned, it's been a bit mediocre. Like, it really has dropped off since the brand split. You know, I think Sami Zayn needs to be used more.
Well, it looks like he's getting that opportunity in that title shot against Dolph Ziggler, but more on that in a minute. The way I've got this Survivor Series story, you know, like the main teams and that, it's like, man, I don't want to put it to the rating at all, but it feels like the 2005 Raw versus SmackDown, you was invested. That was a storyline. You had the SmackDown peoples invading Raw. You had Raw peoples invading SmackDown. You had SmackDown peoples going to the parking lot and says, yo, Raw, what you saying? And then you see the big out parking lot Raw, then it spilled into the arena. It went mad. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not feeling that right now. I'm not feeling that intensity. I think right now it's like a half an hour of promo.
Yeah.
Standing there chatting. Just saying whatever.
Well, it's Raw is very much like TNA was about a year or two ago, when it was literally solid half hour, 40-minute promos, couple of minute matches, and then more promos, and then a couple of minute matches, and then more promos. Like, that's the same format that TNA was using like 2 years ago. And like you said, with the investment into the Survivor Series match, think back to a couple of years ago, Dolph Ziggler has never been so over, ever in his entire career.
Yeah.
And everybody was invested in
Survivor
that match.
Series a few years ago.
Hmm?
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's talking about, when Sting came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they should have pulled the trigger there and then.
That was the most, for me, that was the most memorable Survivor Series to date, for me. Because that was just, I was so into it because I was like, fuck the authority, come on guys, come on. And
then
it was like, oh snap, oh god, it's all gone downhill. And then it was just the epic, it was so good. Everything about that was great. But with this time, it's just nothing.
Good,
there's no.
There's nothing. It's like, and something else is like, yo, WWE, you gotta. Raw especially, fix up on your marking out factor.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you got these so-called secret opponents that's yet to be announced, and I already knew who they were before they even came out? So when they come out now, I'm supposed to mark out and break my quads and all that, and I'm just sitting there like, I knew it was you, Seth Rollins. I knew it was you, Sasha.
Yeah, I mean,
The only thing I was kind of surprised about was Alicia Fox. I was thinking, hey, Alicia Fox.
Yeah, I was a bit like that.
I was like, whoa, I thought Alicia Fox was... I didn't think Alicia Fox was going to be in the equation. I thought it was going to be Dana Brooke.
It's just all a bit random. I mean, it's because they overestimate the fans going on Facebook and Twitter and stuff and seeing all the interactions between, Steph and Shane and Steph and Brian and stuff like that, because that's where a lot of that story is online, and not doing it in the show. It's not enough in the show of Raw versus SmackDown. It's all online, or it's all on the after shows, or it's on the pre-shows, but in the main shows, it's not there. They're not selling you the Raw, the War. They're just side notes. If it was a full-on, if we beat you, we get these guys. If you beat us, if we beat you, you get them, sort of thing, then it'd be like, oh, shit, this is good. But this is just which team's better. No one cares.
To me, they're just standing up there, man. They're just standing up there like, yeah, we are Team Raw, and we're going to beat SmackDown. And I'm like, oh,
I was there like
Churchill Dog, like, oh, no.
SmackDown always beats Raw, though, and it's ever SmackDown v Raw.
Yeah.
The knowledge, SmackDown always win.
And it's also just like, if this was like next year's Survivor Series, it would be good, because we would have forgotten Kevin Owens versus, Seth Rollins. We would have forgotten all of them sort of other storylines. But we know who's better. We can see the teams, and we know who's better. It's a no-brainer, you know what I mean?
I hear that, man. So, I mean, I'm just doing the knowledge myself, just as Serial Killer said. I've been doing the knowledge, just looking at the teams and looking at what sort of stuff they're bringing into it. And I'm there like, you know what? Raw's won this one. SmackDown's won that one. Raw's won this one. SmackDown, you know what I mean? It's like, you can pretty much tell just by certain elements they're putting in there. Nah, we'll have definite decisions come next week anyway. When it's the Survivor Series prediction show, I do like the fact that Sami Zayn can get to fight Dolph Ziggler. That's gonna be your wrestling joint for the night.
Match.
And I'm glad you mash up Rusev as well to get there.
No,
well, he didn't really mash him up, but he defeated.
Poor Rusev. Poor Machka.
Yeah, Rusev. I know. The super athletes getting dissed from Survivor Series. He ain't gonna be there, man.
And then also on the same night, the Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto for the Cruiserweight. Kalisto wins. The Cruiserweights move over to SmackDown.
No,
I think that'll happen.
I like that idea.
I think that'll happen.
You really think
so? Yeah.
They wouldn't have suggested it if it wasn't gonna happen.
I think it's gonna happen, and because of the 205 thing that's coming out as well on the network, so. They'll move them to SmackDown, and then they'll just pull them off SmackDown, or they'll only keep a couple of them on there, and then the whole thing will just be all on the live special on the network.
See, I have got a slight concern, because to say SmackDown's a 2-hour show, but they've pulled it off before back in the old in the old draft extension. So,
well, I think the way they're going to do it, and this is just like my gut feeling, is what they'll do is essentially they'll move the Cruiserweights over, they'll announce the 205 thing, properly, and then all we'll see is a lot of the some of the Cruiserweight guys that are just over a bit more being on SmackDown as main roster guys, and then the other ones will be on the 205 show. So, Brian Kendrick will be on SmackDown probably all the time.
Yeah.
Noam Dar will probably be on SmackDown all the time. But then a couple of them, like Drew Gulak, they'll be on the 205 special, and that'll be it. You might see them on NXT often. You might see them on SmackDown often. But I think all this is just adding a couple of more guys to the SmackDown roster and then moving the rest of them to the 205 special.
Yeah. Because I think they've clocked on that the Cruiserweight thing on Raw is failing. I mean, because the thing about it was, I thought, yeah, this could improve Raw because it will fill up that extra hour. But they're not even utilising that properly. And come on SmackDown, it's so fast-paced, even I can't keep up with it. I'm like, whoa, 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 Randy Orton, whoa, whoa, Bray Wyatt, hold up. James Ellsworth, hold up, AJ Styles, oh my God, Naomi's like, hold up, man, hold up.
Yeah.
You know? Easy now, big fella. Naomi's on. Easy.
I haven't really caught up with why Randy Orton's with the Wyatts. What have I missed there?
Basically, what happened was that Randy went to the Wyatt compound. Wyatt had this, like, big pipe. They shared the pipe. And Randy's now so off his head that he actually thinks that Bray Wyatt's his missus. And so he just follows him around aimlessly, is what's happened. He's broken. He's broken Randy Orton.
Broke Randy Orton. In short, serial killer, it's basically, I couldn't beat him, so I joined him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened.
Yeah, that's all it was. He couldn't beat him, so he decided to turn on Kane, who was like his tag team partner, and that was it. But okay. We can see the RKO out of nowhere come in. Let's be honest. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's working all right, actually. I mean, Bray's actually getting screen time because of it, so that's awesome.
true. He's just not behind behind a satellite talking shit. No, that's true.
Yeah, so, and then Luke Harper's getting screen time, which is fantastic because of how good Luke Harper is.
I think he's fantastic as well, Luke Harper. I'd love to see him have a proper singles run, which I thought he was going to get when he was Intercontinental Champion.
Well, I see if the brand split carries on through next year into the new season, as they call it. I think we could actually see Luke Harper going for the world title.
Before Bray?
That could be the storyline. That could be the storyline.
Oh!
Whilst we're talking to Bray Wyatt, do you think there's going to be anything between him and Braun Strowman in that match?
I think we'll get that at Rumble.
Not
Survivor Series. Bear in mind, Strowman's on Team Raw. Wyatt is on He's on SmackDown.
For me, what we'll see at the Survivor Series between them two will be they'll tease it happening, but then they sort of like leave it. I think what will happen is it will get to the Rumble, and it will be like Braun in the ring, and then Wyatt will come out, and then it's like, okay, what do we do?
Yeah.
And that's when they'll go at each other.
I get you. I can see where you're going. So it'll be like a face off, and then
Bray could be one, and Strowman could be two, or you know what I mean. And then or Strowman's been cleaning house, like
way
back when '94 or whatever it was, and he was the only man in the ring. And then Wyatt comes out, and it's like, oh shit, what do we do now?
Yeah. Double tease. They're going to tease it here. They're going to tease it there. Because I could see how they're going to tease it. I could see how they're going to tease it in Survivor Series. Because, like, they'll probably face off. And then it'll be like, I don't know, say Jericho or Randy Orton or somebody from their respective team will intervene.
Yeah. You got to put it in slow cooker, as Puppet says. Slow cooker. Put some spices in there.
Exactly. That's what you have to do. You have to.
Wrestling fans are too quick to rush.
Wrestling
fans are so quick to rush it. Let it flow.
McDonald's does not work in wrestling. Okay, you need to season the chicken.
You got to season it. You got to tenderize that chicken.
Treat
it like a nice ass.
Cook it down.
Fans are so quick to rush a storyline. Just let it happen.
You know what I mean? Just let it happen, man. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? You wonder why you got some McDonald's and then you get your burger and whatever it is, and then you get food poison. You wonder why? Yeah, damn.
That's why Psycho sticks to cereal. There's no risk. There's no risk
it's
in cereal.
No risk. It's fortified with vitamins and iron. Okay.
You say there's no risk, but I've just brought some more Cocoa Pops. It's got a magic spoon in it. I mean, there's going to be some point where I'm going through with my metal spoon and I might accidentally choke on it.
Oh,
that's risk right there, boys.
I'm sure that will happen, especially if the bell tolls.
Living hate.
Don't get me excited about the bell tolling next week on SmackDown.
Wardle predicted. Nobody
Yes. Now, run that back, man. Run that back.
Rewind and come back, Selector.
Isn't the Go Home show, the Survivor Series, the SmackDown show, the 900th episode of SmackDown?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Miss SmackDown, as I've said before, Undertaker, come on, he's going to be there.
I'm calling it.
I'm going to call right now. Right now, Taker's going to be there. He's going to cuss out Cena.
As a prediction of the show,
literally last week, they announced it hours later that Undertaker was rumoured to be on SmackDown. And lo and behold, confirmed by like 2 days later. They told you. They listened to the show. They bugged my room.
The joke is, we was making jokes about the 434 Facebook page saying, yo, don't take our shit. Don't steal our shit like it's yours. And then look what happened.
Yeah.
Like, literally hours later, your good friend, Mr. Selfie, posted it on Smack Talk Center like, wow, look, 434 said this. And I'm like, no, they didn't. Wardle said it first on our show, and I've got the proof.
We have a
guest. The baby's here.
Oh, hello.
The baby's here.
You're just going to smile. What's that? Ian Cooper.
No.
What's that? Suck a dick.
Oh!
Oh! You would job to Barry Horowitz. You probably would. He would probably job to Barry Horowitz. That's how much of a jobber he is. You are correct.
No!
Absolutely correct.
cheap plug, but it's not because the PWR people have to pay those bills. They have announced their latest star. Yes, they have announced their latest star that's coming through late November, and his name is Hornswoggle Wardle. I'm saying it now because while Shadfather's not here, Shadfather hopefully will be with us in the second half of the show. Hornswoggle Wardle. I was like,
well,
oh man.
Because it's Hornswoggle, does that mean we only have to pay 1/5 instead of 2?
No, that means you pay £1.25.
Oh, exactly.
That buddy P. I love the PWR people, right? But Hornswoggle, not Lex Luger.
It's a bit random. Of all the people that are in the UK right now, it's a bit random to get Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle! Ryback's in the UK, isn't he? Well, I know he was at one point.
Yeah.
The Ryback was here. They got Hornswoggle. Oh. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Guys, you have to come better than that, man. You're not going to get my £1.25 for that. I'm sorry. I think we should tell Shad. Should we tell Shad when he comes in?
Don't tell Shad.
No, please
don't tell Shad. I know he's already got a lot to say about the election because obviously one Richard Flair was potentially in the running with
his
friend or whatever his name was. Please, for the love of God, don't tell him about Hornswoggle. Please don't tell him.
Okay, I'll keep my mouth shut. I mean, I won't say nothing if you won't.
No, I'm definitely staying quiet on this one. I don't. Matt Powell of PWL, Hornswoggle.
Seriously?
Really?
I'm disappointed, man.
Self is not even in the match, so it's not even like Self is jobbing even further. Like he's not even in it, so he can't even main event when Hornswoggle's there. Like, what a jobber. Maybe Ian will be number one contender for the world championship on SmackDown in a couple of weeks. Maybe the dream's alive.
Not Finlay, you know. Not even Finlay.
Not even Finlay and Hornswoggle.
not William Regal, because William Regal's been there. You know what I mean? Obviously, pictures of William Regal giving him seminars and stuff like that. Oh.
You know, the scariest thing at the minute about British wrestling is that the world of sport is coming back. World of sport. But that means that Ian Cooper could actually job live on television.
Oh, you'd watch that, wouldn't you? Now that you'd pay your TV license to see that, now, wouldn't you?
I would pay that if like Noah Butler turned up, or you know, Zack Sabre Jr. and they put him in a chokehold, and they put him in the Boston Crab, and then little sucker tap. That's what we want to see. The people want to see Ian Cooper cry.
what are we doing here? Are we raising awareness about jobbers in the wrestling business?
We are. We are.
we need to get that clear, because we know that
Hornswoggle went from Vince McMahon's illegitimate son to jobber. He went from billionaire son to jobber.
I wonder if did that happen, man.
You did something wrong, Hornswoggle, you little bastard.
Now, that's when I liked him. I liked him when he was little bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they change your name. And from the change of name, I was like, oh, I'm done. I'm not investing no more. Little bastard suited him to a T, because that's what he was. He was a little bastard. I'm sorry. I'm 6'3". I'm not about to interview a 2'5" man. I'm not doing it. Not doing it, Wardle.
It's a 10-minute interview. It'd only be 5.
I only got 2 minutes with Scott Hall. I'll probably get 30 seconds. Scrap body, please. Shout out to Scott Hall. I don't know where he is in the world today, but I hope you're all good, man. You know what I mean? I hope to speak to you again, you know what I mean? Where is one, man? You know what I mean? Last time but this time, let's hope it happens, man. Let's hope it happens again. Scott Hall, he disappeared after his tour around here, you know. I don't know if you knew about it.
Yeah, no, I heard. Yeah, because he was supposed to turn up to a show in the States, didn't he? And he just didn't turn up.
Yeah.
Just didn't tell anyone. Didn't let anyone know. Just didn't bother turning up.
I don't know what all that's about, man. But I sincerely hope wherever he's in the world, he's okay.
He's not been shadded, has he?
Oh God.
Shad didn't make a secret prediction and just didn't tell anyone, did he? Like, wrote it down in the holy scriptures of the Shad Father.
Shout out to the Shad Father, you know, because his daughter, he did a song for his daughter as well. In fact, I think it's only right that we play that as well, you know what I mean, during the break, you know what I mean? Big ups to his daughter and everything, man. You know what I mean? Give him that little exposure, man. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go into a break. We're going to play that. We got the exclusive short interview with the man called the Puppet. Yes, the Puppet. That little guy you see who always got positive things to say when you haven't about the WWF wrestling.
The power of positivity.
The power of positivity, because that's all we're dealing, right? That's all we're dealing. When we come back, we're going to talk some more SmackDown stuff, the Ric Flair, The Undertaker coming back and all that. Yes, sir. That's what we're going to do. Okay. We'll be back after Scott Hall pays his bills.
And time's up.
You are listening to STC from the UK, hosted on the BDSIR network. The best damn show on radio. I'm Puppet. Dig it. Listen to Aiden, guys. Come on. Jeez Louise. Listen to Aiden. All right. See ya.
She's the only one. She's the only one. one. She's the only one. She's the only one. She's the only one. She's the only one. Apart from my mom. From another woman, I can't get none. Is Cupid on the run? Does he even exist? I'm looking for a lady. All I find is a bitch. I'm surrounded by lies. Surrounded by deceit. That's why I don't trust them. Cause all they do is cheat. I don't wanna speak. But one day I just might snap. I really hope my daughter don't grow up to be like that. I don't wanna be a failure as a father. I'll never depart, yeah. Even when life is getting harder, I will be smarter. Do what the fuck I gotta to make sure that nobody breaks your heart. I will be a part of your life to the end. You, you and me, you're my very best friend. I know you hate when it's the end. And you gotta go back. The look in her eyes lets me know that she's the only one. She's the only one who loves me. She's the only one, she's the only one, she loves me, loves me. She's the only one, 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 she's the only one. It's not just the looks, it's more about the loyalty. In exchange, I treat you like royalty. You be telling all your friends, oh look at the way he spoils me. I ain't gotta hide it, cause my love is there for all to see, it's haunting me. Every single day that I miss, I can't believe it's come to this. I feel like a fucking fish out of water without my daughter. Somebody ought to solve my life, it's out of order. Damn, I really need to call her. I hear a voice and then I just calm down. Ask if you're okay, you say you are now. Then I get this feeling like my body's healing. No more pain, I feel strong enough to lift the ceiling. When we're chilling, there's no place I would rather be. You and me watching Disney on the TV. I all say that you're a daddy's girl. Nah, they got it wrong, this is daddy's world. She's the only one. She's the only one who loves me. She's the only one. She's the only one who loves me. She's the only one. 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 She's the only one.
I love you, Bobby. Lots and lots and lots.
Is your name just Puppet, or is it like John Puppet or Puppet Puppetson? It's just Puppet. I mean, that's just my name. My whole name is Puppet. So Papa Puppet, name me. Who am I to change it, you know? If I had the opportunity for a big WrestleMania moment, apart from, you know, wrestling with Cesaro, who would I step in the ring with? You said your money is on the master of no chin music, James Ellsworth. Well, I mean, honestly, past or present, I would want to step in the ring with Undertaker. But if you want to say current, I think I'd want to have a match with AJ Styles. Can you imagine the two blue boys going at it? Blue tights, blue fur. That's a big-time Mania main event, in my opinion. When you were just a small puppet, who was your wrestling hero? Undertaker. Undertaker has always been my favorite wrestler since I was little. I know that's like probably like a... sounds like a cheap answer, but he really was. I don't know, I just really connected with Undertaker. He scared me. I just thought he was really cool. I was really into Halloween as a kid, as a small puppet. I still am. And I don't know, something deep inside me just had an instant connection with Undertaker. Luckily for me, he became the greatest of all time. Go figure.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And I hope you're still joining in at home. Massive shout outs to the Shad Father, his new single dedicated to his daughter. You know what I mean? That's important, man. Shout out to everyone who's got loving daughters out there, man. You know what I mean? That's large, man. And shout out to the Puppy, our newest friend of the STC. Yes, our newest friend of the Smack Talk Center. And shout out to Ian Cooper, who was kind of vexed that he didn't make this show. He said, how come you have to do a show without me and the puppies on there? And then Walter just dealt with him.
That's always do.
That was fantastic. I love it. www.facebook.com/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join the Magic Group, the craziest politically incorrect group out there. They're on Facebook. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Yo, welcome to the show, Shad. You know what I mean? You've been sorely missed. What's good?
Yeah, everything's pretty good. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Some things are good, some things are bad. I've had a nice few days. My daughter celebrated her birthday.
How old is she now? Three, four?
She's Six four. Yeah. Still a John Cena fan as well, asking for a John Cena t-shirt. So that is on the line.
Hey.
So never give up.
Never give up. You know what I mean? That's a good message to the kids, mm-hmm. man. You know what I mean? Never give up in whatever you want to do. If you give up, you're good for nothing. You know what I mean? Where can I find you on the Twitter, Shad?
On the Twitter? It is at Shad585. Mostly tweeting when wrestling
nice,
is live.
Nice.
Which celebrities have been on the end of your tweets lately?
I don't know if you mentioned Cat's last week's show, but when Aiden read it back to me, I was like, shit, did I say that? It was something to do with the Cruiserweights, so the Cruiserweights, Brian Kendrick, and Toe Jam. What's his name? Toe Jam Earl? What's his name, man? That computer guy, anyway. It's a computer dude now. And, like, during the match, the crowd was just dead, like, silent. So I thought, let me send out a little tweet. And I was like, has everybody in the crowd received the same text message that one of their loved ones had passed away?
Wow.
Dad, you got this.
That was quite nice, I think.
You've got this unhealthy obsession with people dying, and it's not good, man. It's scary, man.
Cause I feel like you should pry your fucking mouth up off a bitch. But you call me Richard. Cause I'm a dick. You ain't gotta be no detective to figure out I'm a dick when I hold my private to your first clue, Sherlock prick. Call me Richard.
When the clock goes tick, no more Rick.
Now, the American public, we've talked about this at the top of the show, right? Donald Trump is your new president. Vincent Kennedy, it must be his grandest day right now. So hopefully, you never know, we all might get the WWE Network for free for a whole year. Yeah, I doubt it. But, you know, representing the Republican was Donald J. Trump and has now become the president. Representing the Democrat was Hillary Clinton. Representing Pacific Green and the Progressive was Jill Stein. And representing the Libertarian was Gary Johnson.
Kane. Oh.
He's a libertarian.
That's what we had just before he disappeared. Well, before we put the wig back on,
Libertarian Kane, didn't we? With his Sunday school trousers. Yeah, with his Sunday school trousers. And then right at the bottom, he says, all right in. And there his name is Ric Flair. And it's not right. Ric Flair did not win the election. I am disappointed in the American people. What was you thinking? Ric Flair loves women.
I keep on telling you this every time we spoke about this a few weeks ago. You cannot make decisions about the future if you're not going to be there.
Oh my. It's a fair point.
Let's think about this for a minute. If you were to run for Prime Minister now, right, and let's say you win, do you realise mm-hmm. you have to work with Donald Trump? Matter of fact, what do you think of Donald Trump as a person?
He's okay. He's not the greatest human being on earth, man. Far from it, but America got the president that they deserve.
I don't know, man. I'll leave it at that.
That's pretty much exactly what my dad said.
Wow. I mean, my Facebook page says otherwise, but, you know, that's another thing. You know what I mean? Ric Flair didn't win the election. I am seriously disappointed, and I wish I was out there to put my vote in. My vote would have been for Ric Flair himself. He loves women. Unbelievable. I know Donald Trump loves women, but he disrespects them at the same time. Ric Flair loves women. Oh, man. Got it. Oh, well.
So, to be honest, man, I don't know why, like, people on their Facebook are like, oh, Trump won, I can't believe it, or America's going to die and all this crap. And I'm thinking, the people in the UK, it's got nothing to do with us, really. We don't live there. We don't. Anything that changes over there is not going to change anything over here. So we should just mind our own goddamn business, to be honest, if you want my real feelings on it. It's not going to change anything for us.
I agree to a point, but we have to remember now, UK and USA are allies, you see what I'm saying? And anything that USA does, UK's going to follow. Conversely, anything UK does, USA is likely going to follow as well. That's why the UK are making such a big deal about it. Because, you know what I mean, the Prime Minister and the President are brethren, and that's what it is. And that's the truth. But anyway, Ric Flair, boy, you have to try again for 2020 or something, man. You know what I mean? You did.
Come on. I thought you said you told the truth. You just told us you told the truth, and then 2 seconds later you're telling a lie.
I'm not telling lies, man. You said this is bringing up awareness, okay?
Ric Flair to us. What's he going to do, man? We're going to bring him back his anagram or animation, like freaking Tupac. Is that what we're going to do? Oh, I think Michael Jackson got a better chance of being president than freaking Ric Flair.
Michael Jackson?
Yes. You want to bring back people from the dead? Bring back Abraham Lincoln?
The more than likely thing that's going to happen is Shad will be seeing Flair in 20 days and 20 hours.
20 days?
Yeah, 2020.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's just 6 weeks left.
There isn't, is there?
Well, roughly 6 weeks left until 2016 done. Roughly 6 months. Yeah, we ain't got much to go now, you know.
Time to pull out all the stops, Dad. Book a flight.
I don't know. I'm not too, man. I told you, this is why I was so confident. If we lasted till this long, then I knew the winter would be his demise.
And you have to remember something as well. Your partner in crime, Joe, is hospitalised right now. That's why she hasn't been on the show for a minute.
Oh,
yeah?
Shit.
She's hospitalised. I don't know exactly what for, but she's not in effect. And it's a real shame because she would have been good for the Survivor Series next week. But I doubt she'll be here now. You know what I mean? She's hospitalized. Ric Flair's still standing. He's still healthy.
I told you, man. Got to outlive. Maybe me. You know what? If there's an afterlife, and I'll be people that believe in the magic man in the sky, people think, oh, there's an afterlife and all this crap. So just to prove you're not wrong, what are called Christians or something like that. If that is true, and I go before Richard, if it's true, I'll come back. The next day, Richard will be dead. If it's true, there is an afterlife. I want to go and hunt that motherfucker down, and I'll kill him myself.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
That's funny. That's what people believe. You don't know. People believe it. Oh, yeah, the magic man in the sky, the sky genie. They all believe in that, so... You know,
honestly, after last week's show, remembering it, I was creasing when you said, "Oh fuck, what if I go before Flair? Oh, what's that irony?"
if he does, and it's true what they say, reincarnation, then that's what's gonna happen. But obviously, man, it's bullshit.
Shad's going to reincarnate as the bullet that puts Flair down.
No.
So I'll come back as Adam if I have to and take him out that way.
Oh, I must, just to clarify, this is the first time you've heard of Flair Files. We don't actually want him to
die. We are raising awareness.
No.
We always forget.
we always forget that we need to clarify just in case we've got new listeners.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Because otherwise they just think that, like, Chad really, really wants to kill him. Really to kill him.
No. No, I respect Ric Flair, man. Seriously, man. He was a nice man. He entertained us all.
You're saying it like it's his eulogy, Chad. Like, you've already killed him. The body to be discovered.
All of them. What was we?
Unbelievable. We were so...
You're a dark.
You're so professional in the first half.
Oh, I know.
In the first half. And then Sam comes and ruins it.
Jesus, I know you're a Trump fan.
Yes.
Okay, here's the status on Mr. Flair. Since he didn't win the election, which I was very upset about, but never mind. You know what I mean? Life goes on.
Ric Flair is trying to go for the president. He wants to win the election. Fuck election. He needs protection. I'm going to give him an election when I'm reincarnated. So then when the clock goes, there'll be no more Ric. Is it second year death experience?
No. We are trying to raise awareness, people. That's what it is.
You know what I think it is as well, like how Max always like, oh no, Chad said this, oh no, and he's like, he's probably like told his woman or his 37-year-old girlfriend, yeah man, I do a podcast with my friends and we talk about wrestling and we have fun and jokes, and then I go and say some shit like that, and then Max's not gonna get laid, and it's gonna be my fault.
You've just cut.
Sorry.
Mike, you know, like, this is like week 45.
Wow!
Year, and you're still creasing every time Chad says one of those picks. Every time. The 45th time Chad's done this.
You don't want
to. Oh, no, you know what? You lot, it's what time for one of them honest moments now, one of them honest moments. Isn't there just a little tiny part of you that hopes it does happen?
No!
He perishes.
No!
See, one part of me is like, actually, yeah, it'd be fucking hilarious if you got it right.
None of
them. But on the other side, I want a 2-hour show in the new year, and there's all roasted jazz.
Oh, where did this extra half an hour come from? It's also an hour and a half?
It'll be a special for the chair of Chad. It's like the crucifixion of Christ. You'd have wise men come in. From all different parts of the world, like Dave Meltzer will turn up, Vinny Russo will turn up, it'd be like huge crucifixion chat.
I'm telling you this, if Ric Flair is still alive in 2017, January 1st, the next show of SDC from the UK will be called The Passion of the Shad. That's what it's called. You're going to the cross. I'm the right. Oh my.
Oh,
fantastic. I swear.
Honestly, Chad, the second that hand goes to midnight and Ric Flair's still alive, the second it happens.
No, man. We're different time zones.
Get out of me. Time zones, you know. I'm in everything now. Oh my god! Oh man, I love this show, man. I love Smack Talk Centre, man. www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCentre. We are out of order and bright, and I hope you're also out of order and bright too. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Make sure you like women! Oh my god. Right, enough of that shit. We've got to move on.
We are a wrestling podcast.
Okay. we are here to speak wrestling. And with that in mind, man, next week, Raw, SmackDown, Good God Almighty, they're really going in with the go-home shows, right? I mean, okay, Goldberg. Let's start with Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. These two gonna be face-to-face in the same ring. I think someone... Shad, are you sleeping?
No, I'm reaching for the Hoover.
Oh, gosh, man. Yeah, it's you know, shout out to the Solent Sports Massive and crew, you know what I mean, on BDSIR Network. They're feeling the same way as you, man. They're very anti-Goldberg about this. Like none of us asked for this match, but I just don't understand. When the WWE game was advertised and they teased it, and then suddenly everyone...
Oh, so THQ is booking wrestling now?
Yeah. Hey, you might as well say that.
Oh, sorry, not THQ. It's THQ.
It's
not THQ. It's 2K. Sorry, my bad.
You might as well say they are. They planted the seed when they did the Goldberg advert, and then he was in the police car, and then you saw the Suplex City go past, and then that's when everyone's like, oh, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg! Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg! And that's really happening. Fantasy Warfare just got real, and now Shad and the Solid Sports and everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton is like, hold up, we didn't want this shit!
Wait, are you saying that...
That's exactly what I'm saying, Brethren. You know what I mean?
So, Goldberg, I just, like I said before, my thing is going to be hurt. I mean, look, I'm to The Rock. He was away for how much he is. Come back, fights John Cena and tears up his body.
Or,
and then he tries to fight again at the next WrestleMania, and then he hurts himself again. And The Rock's still active.
Or did he really hurt his body? Because, you know what I mean, that's an unsolved mystery, just like the Tupac and Biggie murders. We don't really know if The Rock was really hurt or it was just an excuse for him to not do a certain storyline or anything. Because The Rock looked alright to me at WrestleMania 29. I'm just saying, and I'm a big Rock fan, and I don't like when people talk bad about The Rock. I'm just saying. But going back to this, man, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, serial killer. What do you think's gonna pop up? Coming on Raw.
Well, I'm really not sure. I think are they gonna go for the sort of just face to face talking smack, or are they gonna go the full Brock Lesnar Undertaker brawl?
I want a brawl.
That was incredible. I think we're gonna get the brawl, to be honest. What about you, Chad?
Yeah, I think we'll probably see something like that. They need to test Goldberg. I mean, he failed the first test. Well, you know what, as well, when it actually comes to the actual match as well, I can see it going like 10 minutes. So they don't need to have a long match. Just a quick no. What's the word I used for the Monday Night Wars?
Oh.
Skirmish. There's it, the Monday Night Skirmish. Yeah, I think it'll just be a quick skirmish and Lesnar will kick his ass. They don't need to go 20 minutes, son. Like, the whole match, including the entrances, should be 20 minutes here, but I don't want to see no long-ass Goldberg match, man.
So, with that said, you're basically saying that they shouldn't main event Survivor Series?
Nah.
So, it should be the Superstars, Raw the Superstars versus SmackDown Superstars, doing the Survivor Series joint.
Yeah, and then you'll have the fucking Shield standing in the ring together, like, yay, woohoo! Look at us. We're not together, but we're together.
That's what Wardle wants, right? The Shield reunion!
You'll get it, man. You'll get it tomorrow soon, don't worry.
Yeah, it's guaranteed it's going to happen. Guaranteed.
So, over to you, Mr. NXT. Wardle! Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, how do you think it's going to go down on Raw when they finally meet face to face? Will words be exchanged, or are they just going to go straight out brawling on some I'm going to kill you, you're going to have to?
We'll get the usual WWE crap where all the security comes running out, all the NXT wrestlers come running out to break them all up, and there'll just be lots of shots of Goldberg looking angry and spitting everywhere. And Brock Lesnar will be flexing, Paul Heyman will be shouting, and it'll just be a big ruckus to close it out. But you're not going to see anything. Not going to get any confrontation. It's just going to be them being held back and shouting at each other. All it'll be.
You see,
same old shit.
See, when that end focus is based on that now, it makes the actual Survivor Series matchups, the Raw versus SmackDown, look meaningless.
You can disagree. You're wrong, but you can
How much are you quite
stoked for Survivor Series?
Serious?
There's too many Survivor Series matches.
What?
Wardle. Survivor
Series.
Hang
on. Wardle just said there's too many Survivor Series matches, elimination matches. Rooboy, I suggest you go on your WWE network and go back to 1992. Go on further than that. 1988 when it first started. 1989, 1990, all the early years of Survivor Series. You could get all the Survivor Series elimination matches. There's probably about, what, 6-7 matches on the card doing the same shit. 3 matches!
Okay, let me rephrase it. What I meant to say was, The matches are too big. I would have preferred smaller elimination matches. They're too big.
Oh.
Too many people in too many matches. Like the tag one, that's going to be that's just going to be a waste of time. It's going to be completely, utterly shit match.
I agree with you on that one. The tag team, they could have split that shit up. You could get like 2, maybe 3 Survivor Series elimination matches out of that shit.
Yeah, and I know because it's the joint pay-per-view, but I want to see individual pay-per-view Survivor Series matches as well. I mean, roster shows. Like, why can we not just have an all SmackDown one and an all Raw one? Or, you know what I mean?
Survivor Series is supposed to be the one time where Raw and SmackDown collide. Sorry, we have to forget about SummerSlam.
And Royal Rumble
and WrestleMania. You know, not just that, and
Mania.
Not just that, right? It's the 30th. You know what I mean? They want to go big. It's the 30th Survivor Series. That's why. See, if it was the 29th or the 31st, I don't think they would have done it. And even if they didn't do it, then the IWC would be on it. Well, how come they don't do Raw versus SmackDown? They're racing it on the top of the bar. So it's like,
but it's as we said in the first half. Like, it's meaningless because all the story building they've been doing is all online or in the pre or post show.
Yeah.
Like on the main show, they've done barely any story building. It's like you said, it's here's my team, here's your team. Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's why I'm not feeling it, because I always go back to 2005. Do you remember the 2005 Survivor Series, Shad?
The build up to the
Survivor Series 2005 Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah, bragging right. Oh, no, that's not bragging right. So I know what I'm thinking of.
Well,
for some reason, bragging rights came into my head, but I can't remember now.
Is that the team JBL?
Yeah, JBL's team. Yeah, JBL's team. And on Raw team, you had Shawn Michaels and all them mans. Right? And if I remember, it was Randy Orton, it was JBL, Randy's team.
Randy
won. Right, and they were celebrating and shit. All the SmackDown people celebrating, and then Undertaker come out and says, what are you celebrating for? I'm still going to fuck you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just
destroyed. Yeah, that's a Survivor Series I remember, and that was one of my favourite Survivor Series as well, because, you know, it felt like they brought that excitement of wrestling back, and I'm like, oh, shit!
Well, that's why I'm saying that something massive is going to have to happen, because, like I said, at the minute, There is nothing in there that makes me desperately want to watch it, because there's no outcomes that affect anything.
What about seeing AJ and KO maybe colliding?
Again?
Well, not colliding, because that'll be the end of AJ. Sorry, man. You'll get to see AJ and Kevin Owens go one-on-one. I'm sure they'll do that for at least a few minutes.
Yeah, but I want to see them go one-on-one for a title, not in a meaningless
match. They can at least tease it and say, this is things to come, like, in the future.
But we know...
Champion versus champion.
No, but we know what the future match is going to be, because they've already confirmed what it is going to be, and that's going to be Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Pay-per-view, but we're talking like going well into after WrestleMania. We're talking about Extreme Rules.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Backlash,
but we're not
going to
get that. AJ Styles is always going to be SmackDown, and Kevin Owens is always going to be Raw.
I don't know about that, because, you know what I mean, after a certain time, they'll probably do it after SummerSlam, where they'll probably do like a draft show and then just change it up again. Like every year, they'll just change it up. I don't know if they'll do it after WrestleMania or they'll do it after SummerSlam next year, and they'll just switch it up, switch up the stars, and then you got the new ones coming in from NXT and just switch it up again. So, you know, you got that as well to think about. I'm just saying.
So we don't need to worry.
Right, so, you know, that's that. The cutting edge on SmackDowns.
On Sacco, I know you're excited.
I didn't watch SmackDown, so I don't even know what you are talking about right now.
The 900th episode, Chad. I'm sorry to spoil shit, mm-hmm. but it's been announced that the 900th episode,
okay.
Edge is coming on for the Cutting Edge.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're not an Edge fan. I completely forgot. Sorry about that.
That's going to boost ratings.
Of course it will, but we'll get to that later. Your serial killer. What do you think Edge is going to do on the 900th episode? Or what you hope will happen or whatever?
I'm half expecting some sort of unannounced superstar return to be his guest. I can't see anything else. I can't see who could possibly link with him. Unless they're going to bring Christian out and just promote a second season of the Edge
that,
of Christian.
Ah, that could be something, because there was a picture of
that could be
lady, wasn't there?
I'm not sure.
There was
I don't think they'd make a Cutting Edge just to do that. They would have just said Edge is on next week.
Well, yeah, that's what I'd have thought, but I don't know. Warder, what do you think?
Daniel Bryan returning to ring action.
That is funny still. Talking of him now, still. I mean, where does this leave the Miz and Rusev? Because right now they're not even in the match.
Well, sorry to drop any spoilers, but obviously we can all work out this one, yeah? Okay. And when I said the New Day just DQ,
we
didn't quite see that, but this time we can see this one. We'll see Sami Zayn lose to Dolph Ziggler with the help of the Miz. Yeah.
All right. Oh, it's a Miz.
We all see that one.
No.
I'm SmackDown.
No.
The Miz is going to interfere in some way to help keep the title.
No.
He's going to help him win.
Here's the thing.
No.
Okay, let's hear it then, Warp. Let's see what you got.
Before
I'm listening.
Zayn's going to win.
I was going to come in, but yeah, I was going to come in with a blind tag, but.
Oh, no, I want to hear this. Zayn's going to win, yeah.
Whoa.
Zayn's going to win, and. Mm-hmm. And Kalisto's going to win, the Cruiserweight champion, and they're going to do a swap.
Okay.
That's it. That's all it is.
The Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has not got the US title in the pictures that leaked out. So, who's going to take the title off Roman?
Well, I can say this much: he's not defending the US title at Survivor Series. Unless he's fighting.
He's going to lose it on a Raw.
It probably will be on a Raw. It probably will be on Raw, either on the Go Home Raw or the Raw after the Survivor Series.
I'd say the Sami Zayn and the Kalisto like matches, they're there purely to show that the swaps can happen, because then they'll probably introduce it on the night with more people swapping, or on the Raw after they'll introduce swaps or something. That's all that
I've
is.
I've got a question for.
No, the titles don't really mean anything, so swapping them doesn't mean anything?
No,
just for the kids. Remember,
basically,
it's just for the kids.
The Cruiserweight joint is not working on Raw. The Cruiserweight division, when they come on Raw, the crowd...
They've got their own show, haven't they? Like I said last week, they've got their own show now.
They're a 4-5 live team, right? So, I think they're looking to put them on there and just throw them, and throw them on SmackDown for a hot minute as well, because SmackDown is more...
Hang on a second. But Michael Cole told us that the Cruiserweights are exclusively to Raw, but then I see them every week on NXT.
Nah, I think they're talking about the main rosters. I think that's what he's talking about, just the main rosters. Because don't forget, they don't consider NXT a main roster, do they? So I think that's where he's going with that, really.
Okay, that explains that then. Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. You knew that, really. Come on, you knew that, really. I'll kick your ass.
I've got the questions.
Yeah, man, you knew that, really. So, you know, that's that. The Cruiserweight joint was not working on Raw. You guys said so yourselves. You know what I mean? Come on, and the crowd's dead. As you say, Shad, you know what I mean? When the Cruiserweights come on, people are like, got a text on their gadget saying that their father dead. what I mean?
I think that's my new when the clock goes tick. Every time I hear that, I just laugh. It's just so funny. It's sad, but it's funny.
It's coming from you, that's why. It's coming from you.
Yeah, but some of the shit, most of the stuff I say, I don't laugh at it because I'm being serious. But that's actually quite funny.
We all know why the cruiserweights didn't work though on Raw. We all know why it didn't work. But putting them on SmackDown is probably not going to help either. So.
I think, you know, the first go around when they did the draft extension the first time, the cruiserweights, they were just on SmackDown. That was it. They didn't make a big deal out of it. Oh, this is the cruiserweight division. Look, cruiserweight action. They never really made a big deal out of it.
I thought it was the opening hour of Nitro. I didn't know it was SmackDown first.
We'll have to wait and see what happened. You know what I mean? What, like, the first go round, it never made a big deal of the cruiserweight division. That just came on, you know what I mean? Kendrick came on, and Jamie Nobles came on, and people like that came on, and that was that. You know what I mean? Now it's like, yo, it's a cruiserweight division. Look, pay attention. Everyone's like, yeah, anyway. And it's a damn shame. That's all. Moving on, right? Oh, boy. The Undertaker! Sound the gong! I mean, shit!
Shit is about to get real on SmackDown.
900th episode, I mean, one would think, oh, it's to do with the Wyatt and Randy Orton situation. I don't even know how this is gonna go down. I mean, I'll start with you, Matt, man. I mean, Undertaker, 900, what's gonna go down? What you think is going to go down, rather?
I'm not really sure, but what I'd like to see is, at the end of the segment that Undertaker does, be to have the lights go out, Undertaker just, all that's left is his gloves in the middle of the ring that he left at WrestleMania, and then alongside them, the armband that Cena left in the ring.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I see where y'all go with that. What about you?
Well, being that Taco said that no one should ever listen to me, being that he just replayed my exact prediction.
What?
What I made last week.
Is it?
Yeah.
You ever listened last week?
This is the setup for Cena versus Taker at Mania. Taker's going to come out, and then Cena will come out, saying, oh, I'm the face and all that. And Taker will be like, yeah, but you haven't beat me, motherfucker.
So basically, are you saying, Ward, that it's like a repeat of what happened February 21st, way back when Undertaker come out, and then next thing you know, Triple H come out?
Yeah. Rinse and repeat, that's all WWE does. Rinse and repeat the same storylines from years back, waits a couple of years, and does it again.
Well,
that's what Sami Zayn is. Sami Zayn's the underdog story.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know what? I like the sound of that, you know, because to be honest, I can't see Undertaker get involved with this whole Wyatt business because it's been done to... It's been done to death. You know what I mean? That was like the first 14 in wrestling fans' head. It was like, oh, he's coming back to sort out Randy Orton. And I'm like, it's been done to death. It's done already. You know what I mean?
It'll either be announced in the Cena match, or they'll go massive, and it'll be some sort of like Styles or something like that angle. But it'll be massive.
That's you stole my idea, man. Royal Rumble, Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
Okay. So obviously you're discarding the whole Shawn Michaels thing, then, Chad, because. And he said it wasn't gonna happen, but you'd love it to, because it would be nice to see. And then suddenly the 434 picks it up like there's some hot shot.
I've said this many times before, man. On the Royal Rumble, that's the main event. The Royal Rumble, that's what people pay to see. That's what people pay their $9.99 for. And then the title matches. If you think back, most of the title matches are kind of shit, to be honest, apart from, was it last year, the triple threat match?
I know the match you're talking, yeah.
Well, yeah, previous Royal Rumble title matches, they don't really mean shit.
Nah, because
there's no real big interest.
You know where they're going with the storyline heading into WrestleMania, Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I see what you're saying there, man. I see what you're saying.
And you could still get your Cena tie-in. You could still get Cena comes out or something, and then you get your Cena Taker WrestleMania match if you want. But I'm still going with Cena and Styles. So it's probably not going to happen, man. Maybe I'm just thinking with my heart, man, Undertaker and AJ. But AJ's the best wrestler on the roster at the minute, and Undertaker, he likes to work with good wrestlers. That will get a good match out of him.
That could be like a match no one would ever thought they'd see, actually. They could make history with that one. Like AJ Styles versus Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
People would be like, oh, Undertaker really going to win the belt? You could even give him the belt as well, for Mania. If you wanted, they wouldn't give him the belt, but he doesn't need the belt. But they could even make people even more hype. Oh, Taker's going to win the belt at the Royal Rumble, then he's going to go into Mania and face whoever wins the Rumble.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And that could well be his last match, and then that could well be, yeah? Like, yo, crazy possibilities, man. You know what I mean? I can't wait for the 900th episode. Matter of fact, the 900th episode, I'm anticipating that more, than Raw, even though Raw's got the potential brawl between Brock and Goldberg. You got the whole Shane and Danny Bryan going on Raw and sorting shit out. Matter of fact, talking to Shane McMahon, right, Shad doesn't know about this, or he probably does, I don't know. Baron Corbin's been taken out in the game now. He's not in Team SmackDown no more because his mashup is injured. And Shane McMahon has took his place. How are you feeling that, man? Because I was with you and I thought, hang on. I so wish they could throw Undertaker in there as like the fifth guy instead and make Team SmackDown.
Whoa, hang on a hot minute. Hold on. Didn't I not say this a couple of weeks ago that Shane McMahon was going to be on Team SmackDown?
You actually did, you know. You actually did.
Thinking about it, I swear I did. There you go, another one. Shut up, Sacco. I'm bang on with
no!
it.
No!
Not your man, did you know?
Storyline. I've got the best storyline going,
If you could predict match predictions like you can storyline predictions, Warder, we'll be smashing this podcast for podcasting next week. But as it stands, I
told you.
You have a cold or you just can't make it next week, otherwise,
no!
You know.
As I said, it's
game over.
I'm secretly Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer is just a pseudonym name for what I act under, but I am in fact Dave Meltzer.
Are you Dave Meltzer's client? Is he like your advocate?
No, I am Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer doesn't actually exist.
I'm
Meltzer.
Sure Dave Meltzer will see you in court then.
You're the tuna Meltzer.
I am
tuna
the tuna
Meltzer.
That's why all my match predictions are always complete bollocks. But my storyline predictions are spot on.
Why? All I'm having to say is, me can't wait till next week. No.
I'm so pumped for Undertaker coming to SmackDown.
Trust me, not even Raw, you know, but SmackDown. I just wanted to say some shit like, hey, I want to be the fifth man in Survivor Series. You know what I mean? Shane in this team would be cool, but it's like, no, man. You mean to tell me,
Mike? You've nailed it. That's what it's going to be. Taker's going to come out and be like, Shane, what are you doing? You couldn't beat me. I should be on the team.
Oh no, no, I'm not going to get oh no. Nah, I wouldn't do that, man. Take a Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Mania.
What? No, not Mania. No. Vince Kennedy, don't do that.
I'd try.
We know how much of a hard on he's got for
and
Braun.
and you're not going to try and make Braun look strong in that Survivor Series joint. And he ain't going to get pinned or nothing. But hey, that's a prediction show for next week!
I think you've got it on the head, though, Mike. Do you reckon Taker will come out and get in the match?
Nah.
I haven't seen SmackDown, so I can't really give a proper view of what I think's going to happen.
Like the way Daniel Bryan introduced that Shane McMahon will replace Baron Corbin, the Glasgow crowd was with it, man. It was like, yes, the yes movement and everything. Yes, yes, yes. I was like, well, that's cool, but Undertaker's coming back next week. Can't put him in there. I mean, initially, I thought, nah, man, what about Kane? What about my man, Apollo Crews? You know what I mean? Use for the talent. I mean, I love Shane McMahon, but kind of just bring one of the talent and, you know what I mean? Miz ain't...
Super Cena?
No, he's like a survivor. He's recording his American thing, that program, isn't it?
Yeah, the Marine or some shit like that. I can't remember what it called. Yeah, I know the show you are talking. Well, I've got a question for you guys before we sign out. One last thing. We want Barry Horowitz to be in the Hall of Fame. Why? Because he deserves it, okay? Mm-hmm. He set the standard for jobbers, okay? Who should induct him? I'm saying James Ellsworth, fuck it.
Who would induct him? Well, we can't have Sonny, so that's gone. Skip's
dead. Oh, dear.
Skip's dead. That's a good question.
Oh, Skip's dead. I didn't realise that, you know. No way.
Chris Candido, innit?
AJ
Styles.
AJ Styles should induct Barry Horowitz.
The greatest wrestler in the world inducting one of the worst.
Okay.
It'd probably be someone like one of the backstage agents or something like that. One that we know of, like a Doc Hendricks or something like that. I don't know.
Team John Air.
Yeah, or Lauren.
Lauren Ennis! Congratulations!
John,
what about Todd Bettingill? Shad, what about Todd Bettingill?
Oh, God.
He came back a few years ago, didn't he, as well? He had a brief appearance on a show. I can't remember what it was. He's still about, but... Nah, I wouldn't bring him.
Todd Bettingill.
Jesus, what a douchebag.
You know what? Even though he's lost his voice, or had throat cancer, Bobby Heenan, man, he would be good, man. You know what? Fuck it, man. He should take all the Michael Cole on commentary. He's lost most of his voice. He can't talk as well, that well, but I prefer him to Michael Cole. Serious? Well, I might just get freaking Bobby Heenan just to pass notes to Michael Cole and what to say. that would work.
What are you doing?
Entire Raw broadcast, every time Michael Cole speaks, JBL's in his earpiece, just installed.
Fuck JBL as well, man. JBL, oh, awful, man. I call him.
No, man, nah. No.
Disagree on that one, man. I can't stand him.
Yeah, I'm disagreeing. I love JBL, man.
JB, no, I
disagree with you 1,000, Shad. Why? Because when James Ellsworth comes on and JBL goes off on one, I bust out laughing. I can't help it. He goes red in his face. He goes off. Come on, man. Come on, JB. Come on, man.
Gotta love JBL.
I love JBL, man.
At the time of recording this, it's the anniversary of the screw job. In case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
It is, actually. 19 years today? Yeah. Just came up on my Facebook.
Oh, well.
Instead of that, actually, we can end with something, actually, yeah? We can end with one of the promos that was on the list. The list. No, that's not
right. Oh, no, not the
list.
So what you got for us this week, Shad?
1997. That's all I can tell you. Yes.
And we're back here, ladies and gentlemen. A few more moments here with you. Vince McMahon is going to try to talk to a very, obviously,
Bret Hart.
Disconsolate Bret Hart.
You've got to be terribly frustrated. Extremely frustrated over what has just happened.
Whoa! Frustrated isn't a goddamn word for it. This is bullshit.
Oh, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
You screw me. Everybody screws me. Nobody does a goddamn thing about it. Nobody in the building cares. Nobody in the dressing room cares. So much goddamn injustice around here. I've had it up to here.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I should be the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Get him out of the ring.
Everybody just keeps turning a blind eye. You keep turning a blind eye to it. I got that Gorilla Monsoon. He turns a blind eye to it. Everybody in that goddamn dressing room knows that I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Cut him off.
If you don't like it, tough shit.
Nobody puts their hands on Vince McMahon in these days.
That was never done before. It was never done before. He was the first man. Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, frustrated ain't the goddamn word for it. This is bullshit. And I was like, oh shit, Brett just swore. And then ever since then, Raw is no longer live. There's always a 6 second delay, so you can thank Bret Hart for the 6 second delay to Raw. Well, yeah, that will be the promo that will stream us out. But what do you guys think of it, man? What do you think?
I thought Bret Hart said something worse than that.
Yeah, it's just a bit of bullshit. That... Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I know that part, but I didn't think he said goddamn. I thought he's.
Okay. So it was a little bit as well. It was like, everybody in this goddamn dressing room knows I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. And if you don't like it, tough shit. And I was like, oh, fuck, you know, Brett is going off. And that was the first time he got screwed. And then obviously we've seen what happened the next time he got screwed. Yeah, it was a monster of all this going on. Brett getting screwed, and then he really did get screwed. Matt?
Well, then the finger's pointing at you. Now you're the one that's changed. Yeah, that was a wicked promo. That was still. That was a wicked promo. To blood, please. Yeah, boy. Yes, sir.
I can't remember what happened last week on Raw, but you asked me something from 1997. I could tell you, yeah, word for word. Crazy.
I think Shad can literally like read off like a match card. Who won? The promos involved, quote them. So you ask him what he had for breakfast.
I mean, I didn't even have breakfast.
How can you not have breakfast? Cereal is the most important meal of the day.
Oh, of course. As you would say that.
Yep, my mom says the same thing, so boy, it's got to be true. Yeah, boy. Yeah, man. That was nice reminiscing right there, man. 1997 styles, man. Yeah, you know I mean, one of the best years, one of the most turning point years, I should say, in wrestling history.
And
with all that said,
and one of the best promos in WWE history.
Yeah. And with all that said,
we don't talk.
Next week. Yeah, man. It is the NXT. Take over Toronto, take over Canada. You know what I mean? Everyone running down to Canada now because they don't like America again. Trump is the president. Everyone want to run gone Canada. After you run down Canada to the ground, you want to run back there. You the little jabroni.
Well,
that's okay.
There's definitely going to be one person that won't be running back to Canada.
Oh, God.
Kevin Owens.
Matt, what's wrong with you, Matt? You can't say that, man. Yeah.
As the order and Bryce, we're going to be doing the predictions for that NXT Toronto, and then immediately following after that is the Survivor Series prediction show. Yeah, man, we're going double duty next week, man, and hopefully I hope Icy Fresh is still on board for that.
He should be, yep.
Yeah, the return of Icy Fresh and the Icy Cool. You know what I mean? It's the 900th episode of SmackDown next week, so it's only right we get the return of Icy Fresh and the Icy Cool. I'm so looking forward to that. You know what I mean? Yo, www.facebook.com/group/SmackTalkCenter. You can request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
Yep. Follow us
on the Twitter.
At SCC_WWE, at BDSIR_network, the best
damn show
on
radio.
Radio, yes sir, yes sir. Wardo, where can they find you?
At the real _Wardo.
Nice, and where can they find the baby?
At SCC_AJTheBaby.
Nice.
You and your
Brad, where can they find you?
And don't worry about finding me, I'll find you. We gon' find you. Run and tell that. I feel distracted today, man. But yeah, at ShadFather85, mostly tweeting when wrestling is live.
Super,
which will be next weekend. Y'all catch me there.
That's it. And how about me, Mr. The Infamous as well, definitely Twitter. But for right now, me gonna watch the UFC. That's because that's what we're gonna wait for now. UFC 205, boy! Yes, sir! That's it! Done! Finished! Get out the shit! STC for life. It don't get no better!
Sayonara, you round eye motherfuckers.
Hey. That's enough of that. Bitch!
I kick your ass.